patient's name is Amaya Diaz. First name A-M-A-Y-A. Last name D-I-A-Z. Date of birth is 4/5/1922. Date of service 10/1/2022. History of present illness. This 5-month-old female presents to the clinic accompanied by mom. Mom states she feels like her ear infection is not going away because today she did have drainage come out of her right ear. Patient has not had any fever, not pulling at the ears, or any other complaints. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current med denies, medical history, born with a hole in her heart, heart valve issues, surgical history denies, social history denies exposure to secondhand smoke. ROS, CHPI, vital signs. Respiratory rate is about 24. Temp is 97.9 in the ear, and she weighs 18 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert. She's very playful, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T. Her bilateral ear canals do have excessive soft cerumen. No drainage swelling noted to her ear canals. TM is completely intact. No erythema in the posterior pharynx, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations, even in labor, clear, auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, not tender, bifurcation signs 4, extremities, normal range of motion, neuro, she's alert, oriented, and skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan number 1, follow-up visit, status post, right otitis media. Patient does not need any antibiotics as she does not have any infection. Mom will continue to just monitor the patient's symptoms and treat them. If patient does start to develop any temperature or fussiness, tugging at the ear, she's welcome to return to the clinic for another evaluation. But again, patient does not have an ear infection, so she will not be treated for otitis media today. Mom does agree with the plan of care, and she was given the opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.